Okay, today we begin Siman Chaf. Siman Chaf defines Bia. It actually defines the Maisa Bia. That's the Chiddush of the Siman. But before you get there, it starts with a Nekuda that's a Machlokes Rishayim. So let's read the Mechaber, which you have on the first side of your page. We'll get to the Ramah later. The Mechaber says, Siman Chaf Sif Aleph, Habal achas min ha'arayo is derech evarim. Habal means he does the male act of Bia, meaning he has a kishoy, but derech evarim. I want to explain the taitch of derech evarim according to everybody, and then the particulars will come later. We find in Shas a concept of Bia shalei kedarka. We find in numerous places a Bia shalei kedarka. The Ramah, which you have on the second side of the page, talks about the halachis of Bia shalei kedarka. But there are three things. There's a normal Bia, which is the normal act of intimacy. There's Bia shalei kedarka, and there's Bia derech evarim. Bia shalei kedarka means a Bia derech achirayim, through the nekev of the beis rei, the nekev of the place where a person is matarei, and that act of penetrating the body of the woman from behind, that's called shalai kedarka. Rashi all over Shas says that a woman has no pleasure from it. And strangely enough, there's one Gemara in Kiddushin, I think of Beis Amid Beis, who says she never has an offer from it. The Gemara says such a lush, and it talks about being kaina shivcha with bia shalei kedarka, a type of hakbah, and the Gemara says minema, she doesn't have anah. But typically, it's not an act that a woman has pleasure from. That's called bia shalei kedarka. We will learn that in most areas there's a riboy of bia shalei kedarka has a din like bia. In other words, let's say for an Eishes Kayin, someone to marry a Kayin and somebody molested her with a Bia Shalei Kedarka, she becomes Asa to a Kayin. The Gemara learns out of a Riboy, Mishkevei Isha, Lashon Rabin. Mishkevei Isha, there's more than one type of Mishkevei Isha, and that's called Bia Shalei Kedarka. Sorry, you want to say something? So we're going to have to see if Mekadesh a woman. A woman is never Mekadesh as Val Karcha. So we're going to have to see. I think there is a Ribui for Kedushin as well. If she agrees to it, that it's there are four places of Ribui, and I think one of them is Kedushin.
Yibum.
What? Yibum is another place. Yibum. And Arayis. Arayis is a Kayin, which is a Zayna, and Yibum, and Kinyan Isha. So that's called Bia Shalei Kedarka. Now, there happens to be one problem with this, and we're going to get to that by the Isser of Zachar LeZachar, Mishkevei Zachar, which typically means Derech Achirayim. The question is, how is it possible to have Mishkevei? A man has only one Nekev. And the question that's asked by the Mefarshim here, we're going to get to, is how it's shayach. We say Mishkevei means by a woman, there are two nekavim, and they're both a ma'isabia. So the question is, what does it mean Mishkevei isha by a man? And we'll get to that in Yitzhashem. Now here we're not talking about Bia Shalei Kedarka. Derech Evarim means that the man has pleasure from the Maisa Arayis, but not penetrating an aver. Just rubbing himself against a woman's body. But there are a few truths about someone who wanted to be ma'anis a woman, and she put her legs tightly together, and the aver went between the legs. That's called derech evarim, and the woman does not become usher to a kayin that way. Unfortunately, in our sick generation, there are women that are molested, and these are shaylas that come up halacha l'maisa where they're getting engaged to a kayin, and you know, it comes out, and the question is whether she's asura to a kayim. So we're going to get to that in Yitzhak Hashem, but the rule is derechei. It's a gemara in Yevamis Nunhei that derechei varim she's not asura to a kayim. Kina lo derechei varim. Even a husband who gives her a warning about derechei varim and she's over, she doesn't become asura. But kina lo b'yeshalei kedarka. That's another place by Saita, that B'yishalei Kedarka is considered a Saita. So turning back here, HaBalachas Me'arayas Derech Eivarim. So Derech Eivarim means not penetrating the body. But Derech Eivarim, Oy Shechivek V'nishek V'nehena B'kir V'asar, or other acts of intimacy without a Bia. The sheet of the Mechaber, which is Shita Sarambam, is that there's an Issa Deraisa. Chibuk and Nisho to an Erva is an Issa Deraisa in and of itself. It's a lav. Which lav? Laisikrivu Legales Erva. There's this Laisikrivu, don't do things that bring a person Legales Erva. That's Shita Sarambam. The Gra here, in the first Bira Gra in Simin Chav, he starts by saying, HaRambam, the mitzvah loisa se shin nun gimel. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, kasa b'shem teres kainim, loisikru v'legare selva. En li ela shaloy yigala, minayin shaloy yikarev. I only know znus itself. How do you know things that bring to znus? En li ela nida, shuv b'al tekarev, b'al tigala. En li ela... She's missing a word, I think. Somebody has a new and improved Shulchan Aruch. Probably should be Ainli Ella Erva, Nida, Shubabati, Karabati Golbinayin. Oh no, the other way, I'm sorry. It's not a missing word. Ainli Ella Nida, Shubabati Karev, Ubati Gola, Benayin Lachola Roy, Shame Balti Kribu, Taman Lang, Lesikubu Legalis. We test Kainim Shalonu. But we have it in front of us in Teres Kainim. This is the Rambam Shita. If you go down a little more than half the column, it says, Vaharamban, Hisigalavikosa, the Cholanal, Asmachtei. That this psukim of Isikravu is a drabanan. It's an asmachta. Kumay shamru perakamid de Shabbos. It's a story in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos about a man who died young, and his wife was kairatag on a kaddish baruch. And Eliyahu said because he wasn't zohir in the harchakis of nida, and the language of the Gemara, the Ramban understands to say that it's an isa drabanan. Eliyahu didn't say he was ever in a deraisa, so. There's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban. If loisikrivu is a chibuk nishik is deraisa, mechaber is taskening it's deraisa, a nafkamina al pipashtus is if it's yehori v'ayavar. We hold, if you hold, that abizrayu da'arayas, that things that are abizrayu da'arayas, that are isurei lavim by arayas, are yehori v'ayavar. Then the drabanan is not. The question is by this deraisa, famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, where a man was masava for a woman, and they said, "Let us stand arum in front of him." And he said, "Yamos val tamid lefan lefan of arum." So the Gemara there seems to say that it's yaharik val yavar, and this is all in Simen Chaf Aleph, which is coming next. Right now, the Simen Chaf is lisrachik min arayis. We're going to come back to it. Was the Geatas at the moment, though, the idea of the Machlekes to Rambam and Rabban is significant. We're going to put that aside. But what's the Geat to us is understanding the Isser of Derech Eivarim, what exactly it means. And I'll try to explain to you where it comes out. Now, Derech Eivarim is certainly Aser. Is it a Deraisa or Derabana? Well, it comes out, it's Talin HaMachlag, it's the Rambam, the Ramban. We're saying Derech Eivarim is the same as Chibuk HaNishuk. And it's the Isra of Laisikravu. And Mamela, the if you hold like the Rambam, it's an Issa Deraisa. If you hold like the Ramban, it's an Issa Derabanan. Nafkamin would be by Sveikis. They're going to ask me how do you have Sveikis, so I'll explain to you. But the table is set. The Bechavit tells us Derech Eivarim is an Issa Deraisa, and Pashtus, that's the way That's the way we pass it. Now, where this does come up, obviously people who do these things don't come and ask a Rav Shaila, but it doesn't matter if it's the Rasid Rabbanan, it's certainly Aser. Where it comes up is with people, Rachman al Itzlan, who are born without a clearly determined Zachar on the Kaiva. Now, it comes up obviously with Andragis, it comes up with Tumtum. Tum and Andragis do occur as Man HaZeh. Remember, as a Bachar, as a Ramay Shashir, I attended a Shir, and he was. Somehow Hilchas Mila came up, I don't remember. He read the list of unusual births. I remember he led a rest of Tumtum and Andragis, he said, Misha Shnei Gidin. And I remember him saying that Shnei Gidin doesn't happen Bizman HaZeh. I was thinking, Tumtum and Andragis does? I said, the answer is sadly, it does. It's not advertised, but sadly, it does happen. There are people that at very different abnormalities, very different levels of abnormality, are either tumtum or androgynous. Now, just to deal with it straight, what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about, the Shaila comes up as follows. If you have a person, I can't say if it's a man or a woman, you have a human being that's born with an undetermined physical he's a tumtum. He has neither an aver nor a normal nekev. And through plastic surgery, they create a nekev in the person. In other words, it's not born with a nekev. However, the person urinates is not the discussion. But the tshuvas talk about if plastic surgery is done to create a nekev. And now, all plastic surgery done in the world today, I mean, in the healthy world, is to create a nekeva out of someone who's born this way. Someone who's born this way, to make a zachar is very, very difficult, just in practical terms. To create a zachar who has an erection and a taiva is very, it's not done normally certainly in the secular world, in the medical world. If they have to do something, they want to give the person a life and to appear normal, they usually make the person in the keva, and some of them have female hormones, and those who don't, they give them artificially female hormones, which of course is not a determinant in halacha. The question that's on the table right now is if there is such a human being who has a nekev that was created through plastic surgery, and somebody wants to marry her, wants to have a marital relationship. Forgetting for a minute, there may be other issues, but the question is whether the act of intimacy in such a nekev is considered derech evarim, or if it's considered bia shalai kedarka. Now, you'll tell me what's an afkamina. If derech evarim is usher anyway. So nafkamina is in situations where there's a safek, where the person may be a woman, and then a man marries her. There's no isser. The question is, if this called derech evarim, if it's a drabanan and there's a safek and she's a female, is that a safek drabanan or is that a safek deres?
Why is there no isser?
What?
Maybe
a zacher. So let's say for a minute that it's a 50-50 possibility. So via derech evarim is this a deraisa? So then it's aser, it's a safek deraisa. If via derech evarim like the rabban is an isid rabbanan, then it's an isid rabbanan. That would be the shaila. Rabbi Yashiv has two tshuvas on the topic. One is in chelik aleph, which is a little more of a clearer tshuva. And the other one is in Chelek Gimel. Now, the one in Chelek Gimel is not so clear. Chelek Gimel is Tshuva Kuf Pei Dalet. In that Tshuva, in the beginning, it's important to know, in the introduction to Chelek Gimel, as opposed to Aleph and Beis. Aleph and Beis are Tshuvas that he wrote, and he either sent to someone, or he published. In other words, in Rabbi Yashiv's eyes, these were completed Tshuvas. In the introduction to Chelek Gimel, they write, they included things that he wrote, and they found in his notes. It's not clear in Chelek Gimel how much he meant it to be a clear maskana or not a clear maskana. The style of writing of Yasha was not so clear. He had a very brilliant mind, and in a few words, he meant things that sometimes lacked a certain amount of clarity. And in the Truman Chelek Gimel, he addresses it a bit more broadly, and he deals with this question of whether whether the derech evarim is an issa deraisa or issa drabanan. Now, it's a very tricky question, because in the particular case he was asked, the person physically was noita more to being a zachar. Now, chromosomes don't determine, but nevertheless, there are different levels of abnormality. The physical natiya was closer to being a zachar. And Rabbi Yoshev writes that derech evarim by a zachar is noita that it's a deraisa, and I'll explain to you the shaila. And he says, besides, there's an issa of zera levatola if he's a zachar. And at the end, he says that there's no way to be martyr, whatever the issa may be. That's what he's talking. He's talking mostly about the idea of mishkevei zachar, whether there's an isser derech evarim. So he says that he does say that the nekev is only derech evarim. It's not b'yishalei kedarka. An artificial nekev, he says, is not an issa bia at all, and that's his his take in Simen Aleph, where he ends off. There was something he sent out where he ends off with a sikum, and he says that Lamaisa, in the particular case he was talking about, at least that it was an isser. Chelek Gimel, he deals with an interesting question. He says the Michas Chinuch deals with it. What's Leisikrivu? Leisikrivu is a man and a woman who have a normal taiva one for the other. So Chibuk HaNishuk is Sikrivu. It brings a person close to Rachman Latzlan being over on an Isser. See, he quotes a Michas Chinuch who says he doesn't know, he doesn't know Leisikrivu applies to Mishkav Zachar. Because Zacharim, men hug each other and kiss each other. And we're going to draw the line of where it enters into Sikrivu and where it's not Sikrivu. So the Mechschinoch is Naita that there's no Lai Sikrivu. Now, if you think a step ahead, you'll realize that would make Bia Derech Evarim with Talchat Chila. Because we're learning, Rabbi Yashiv says, if you make a Nekev, that's not called Biyashalaikadakra. That's called Biya Derech Evarim. An artificially constructed nekev in a human being, that's not Biyashalaikadakra. Biyashalaikadakra is in the normal nekev in front or nekev in back, that's Biyashalaikadakra. Artificially constructed, that's Derech Evarim. If you hold like the Minchas Chinuch, that is Nolei Sikrivu by Mishkav Zachar, so when you have this tumtum that's born, you don't even Zachar in the Keva, and they make him into a nekeva, and assuming someone, let's say someone who has children already, or a man who's not capable of having children, so that he doesn't have the issue of puravu, and he wants to marry such a woman, so the only issue is leisikrivu. That's what Yashiv says in the earlier tshuva very clearly, that it's only an issue leisikrivu. Now, if you hold that there's no leisikrivu by Mishkav Zachar, then the whole thing falls off. That would be a mahalach to be meikul. It would already be a shaila, whether that's called zera levatala or not, where a man has a relationship with somebody. But this is where it sort of gets sticky. It's a very hard nidain, but in the lumdus of it, it's very geshmak. Bia derech evarim is leisikrivu. It's not bia shalikadarka. That's number one. That says in Shulchan Aruch. A nekev that's artificially constructed is not called Biyashalei Kedarka. It's called Derech Evarim. And once it's called Derech Evarim, if you can accept the Mechas Chinuch, one side of the Mechas Chinuch, there could be an avenue to be mekel for such a woman who otherwise has no eitzah, to be able to be mekel for her. What?
The word kiddushin.
It's very interesting. The kiddushin of any tumtum is a suffix. Later, Simon Mem Dalet, it talks about Hilchos Kiddushin. The Kiddushin of any tumtum is a suffix. We pass in a tumtum, suffix, sacha, suffix, nikeva. So, they do a Kiddushin. Rest comes to us, it's not a Kiddushin. It doesn't make it into an erva. It doesn't become Mishkav Sacha because there's no Kiddushin. So, the question is whether there are Isurim involved and where the Asfek is. That's the issue.
It's definitely by artificial.
What?
Definitely
would
be
God. The neck, if you mean. Yeah. Now what Nishmas Avraham, what he does bring, Dr. Abraham brings, there are tumtums that the inner organs are all female, and she can really carry a child, and they have to be artificially inseminated, but they're on the outside, they're not nicker, they're not determined, but inside they have all the evarim of a female. So he writes that Yesur Shem is Alman. A very interesting thing, Yesur Shem is Alman. It says by a tumtum, he's a tumtum, he's a suffix. Remember the Gemara says, Nikra v'nimsa zachar. He's a zachar. Nikra v'nimsa gave, okay. So what does it sound like? He's got the skin on him, and he's a suffix. He's almost the whole light is a suffix. And what do you know, one day he got cut and it opened up, and so why not, if somebody has such a child, why not just open him up? Like, if it just means cutting.
Right.
So he says, he is Rav Shlomo Zalman, maybe Nikrav and Nimsa Zachar doesn't mean there's some skin on the outside. It means Devarim Panimiyim. If at some time the person got cut open by some accident, man, nobody cuts the goof of a person, and they found inside he has all the female or male Devarim, maybe that's what Nikra v'nimsa zachar means. This is what he writes, he has Rav Shlomo Zalman. And if so, bang, every tumtum, you do an x-ray, it's Nikra v'nimsa zachar. That's what he has Rav Shlomo Zalman. Now, close, but not totally. Rav Shlomo said, no, Nikra v'nimsa zachar, don't say chidushin. It means something on the outside got ripped open and he was a zachar. So that, he doesn't agree with him. But he does agree that any human being that's capable of hirayim, that's capable of carrying a baby, is up kapaskin to be a female. He's a tumtum on the outside. And Mimela has it in female, and you make a nekev. There's no iser, there's no shayla mishka be'zachar. Now, it's not a written tshuva, but it's printed by Nishmas Avraham. It was published in Rosh Hashanah Zalman's lifetime. I don't think anybody doubts the accuracy of it. But that's what he says. Now this is in Hilchos Kiddushin Simin Mem Dalet in Nishmas Avraham. He writes even about an androgynous. He says, Kayim Matziv Shabaifin Chisaini Niran Kilu Shnei Suge Avaran Nimsayim. Some of that people who have from the outside is an androgynous. Ach Baifin Muchla Medubar Alisha. But we know it's a woman. And gam lefi matzav ha-chromosomes, also it's a nekeva. And not only that, he says, if you give her the proper people, so he writes, cheshvan shemek ezeh lo yeh osu lenatechas ha-tinaikis, shava cutting off the male organ is an iser of Saris. He said, such a case, he said, Shem Hazam was masking to him, and can it's a serious, chita basaram, and his gemiti, a garm Shem Hazam. So, this paragraph is talking about Andragon, it's the same thing about a tumtum, Kalachimer, that in such a case it's mutter.
Don't we say, sorry, men didn't have women's reproductive organs?
Excuse me?
Sorry, men did not have the reproductive organs of a woman, and then she got them.
Sorry, Imenu.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, Imenu.
Married her.
Okay, but she had no male. The fact that she didn't have the DNA for him, she's still a woman. She's a woman. There's no reason to question it. So a woman who was born without the Rahman Aslam, without the Evare, you're right.
She didn't have the DNA.
It's a hard topic to talk about, but it's a very clear path for the whole discussion, to talk about the discussion. And today, occasionally it comes up. The idea that the Pesukim seem to say that if Api Rav, someone is a certain way, that it's that we follow that, which is what he's saying here by Nadragonis, I think is Mekubal all around. I once had, you're not going to believe this, a man called me. And I don't know how it took him so long. He was already a grandfather. And he called me up. He said, you know, he never really made much of it. In the front of his body, he has regular Eivar HaSachar. He also has a Nekev. I said, a Nekev? You can put your finger into it? He said, yeah. So I was born that way. I grew up that way. And I thought it's a normal thing. I never thought about it. I don't know when he had children, why I should ask him if he only had daughters. I don't know. And at a certain stage in life, he realized that he has such a part on his body. So what was his shaila at this point? I mean, you know, like, his shaila was whether, you know, he's the star of Taminyan, also Dragas, we should be making brachas, I mean, Sashesh's Vagrama. Clearly, someone who, from all other areas, is a Zachar, and has this added Nakuda, literally, to him, remains a Zachar. And it's a fascinating thing. Yes. If the Natiya is totally to one or the other. I believe in the Mishnah is in Bikurim, or the Bryce in Bikurim, it's clear that way.
Yeah. Never went to the Victor?
He didn't look at everybody when he went. I don't know. You know, Maisa Shahayan, man, he wasn't pulling my leg, you know. Then you get a call, you think it's Yeshiva Bacher. This strange Shiloh, he's calling five Rabbanim and recording them. It happens. This man was very sincere. Very, very good.
If God went were to have a child like this, and were to ask a child, what would the psak be? You know, I have ambiguous both.
Once he has a child, it's his child.
No. What?
When child is born.
What would
it's very hard, you know. I like to pass these questions on. Corrective surgery is normally done to make a female. It creates two major problems. One is this is serous, which if the aver is a real aver, and the second is having a child grow up thinking that she's part of a mitzvah shezman grama. You know, how you can explain to her that maybe once she's mature and capable, even then it's hard to understand. If you have a child grow up and you explain that that you're a woman to the world, but you believe in Seish Van Gorama, how are you going to put on tefillin? Well, she was not made into a determined isha. Yeah, okay. Shasidic Rasayin is very appropriate. But I don't mean it's a joke. It's a serious...
The Tumtum has a hole where they urinate from. And then they expand that hole. Is that considered making a hole?
I don't know. I know we're going to talk shortly about what it means, the nekev of a nekeva. It's not a typical nekev. It's hopefully we'll get to it. There's Trumas Nadi Behuda about it. And so we'll get to it, I guess. But I don't know how much of a nekev is a nekev. I don't know. You know, Maramakam Ani Loch, I'm quoting. So I'm not saying anything my own. It's certainly not in this area. So Rabbi Yashu says that it's an artificial nekev. Does he mean? I mean, the woman urinated at some point. So I don't know. Okay, Akoponim. This is the extent of where Derech Evarim is Nayig. Obviously, basically, there's no big nafkamina if it's a Siddur Asa, Siddur Rabbanan, only when the Esfek is and the Mokam Sarah Gadol that the discussion comes up. There is a truth in the Tzitz Eliezer about an andragonist. And the tshuva is quoted here in Nishmas Avraham. I can go through the whole thing, but it's Chelek Yud-Aleph, tshuva Ayin Ches, and the Tzitz Eliezer. And he says, he said, Nishal Altinik, the Bechina Chitzainis Nirek in the Keva. From the outer, the baby looks totally like in the Keva. The Bechina chromosomes, he's a male. V'gam ninsa eshech echad b'seich ha-safa. Now this I've heard of, unfortunately. Baby is born, outwards looks like a nekeva. In the nekeva, of the nekeva, there's a small, looks like a small aver of a zachar. This is the way the androgynous, that these, I only had one time, it never happens again, that somebody actually had such a thing. And it was, this was the metzias. On the outside it was a aver and nekeva. And within the nekev, there was a small aver ha-zachar. So the question was, from outside he looks like a nekeva, and from inside he has this small aver, plus, now they will develop, depends on which hormones they give him, but chromosomes indicate that he's a zachar. So Rav Oldenburg says at Yesaid that all simani androgynous and zachar and nekeva, all totally on external, on the way it is externally. He says, "Hayela danin lamaisa min hayvarim aminiim hachitzaniim," and that's the way it's determined. If from the outside the ram eslokates on the cave, ainly shum simichitzani, neiva zachrus, rak bedika miuchedes. When they looked internally, they see such a thing. Dina kedin the cave, which is actually easier for the family in such a case. Then there's no issur to remove that aver, and you can turn the. We give the person hormones to be in a cave.
Would you check with the, how the child urinates, and that would be deciding?
No, because if a person doesn't is unable to create a stream, that doesn't make him in a cave. They are males. No shaila, they're males. That are hypospadias. Hypospadias is someone with a neck that is not at the tip, and he can't stand to urinate. He has to sit and urinate, and it's not an uncommon thing. I mean, you know, it's Baruch Hashem, it doesn't happen all the time, but it's not, I don't know statistically, but there are hypospadias. They do very often corrective surgery. Sometimes they do the Mila with the corrective surgery at the same time, but there are people who can't create a stream. That doesn't make them a Yisachar.
Exactly. Had both. They had also internal.
Yeah, but the urine comes out through one pipe in the body, so it's
but I couldn't see whether this thing had a very nekeva, a uterus or ovary.
So he says it doesn't depend on uterus. That's what he writes. He says Devarim Chitzanim are determining. If there's no suffix in Devarim Chitzanim. Now, earlier, Shlomo Zalman said if Devarim Chitzanim don't determine, which is a tumtum, then Devarim Panimim could determine. But by an androgynous, if the Chitzanim are, you're not an androgynous, if the Chitzanim are clearly one way or the other. Right, these are the psakim on this the rather difficult topic.
Where are the chromosomes? They play no role at all. It's only
that's what Tzitzeliezer says. You know, the fact that Tzitzeliezer specifically, who was very medically inclined to give me credit to it, he doesn't. It's a little confusing to me because if you don't, the way the child's going to develop depends on what hormones you give the child. Body, every human being's body develops as the person grows up, but I don't know.
So I do about tefillin and things like that.
What?
About tefillin and davening.
So he's saying that if in the outside she's in the cave, she's in the cave. It doesn't matter what's going on inside. Full mitzvahs also. So you know, on the one hand, it's surprising. Everything else is zachar and this. On the other hand, it's in practical terms, that doesn't determine halacha, but in practical terms, it's just easier. If outside she's in the keva, so you give her female hormones, and if you give female hormones, she's not going to grow hair on her face, and she'll grow breasts, and she'll look like in the keva. And according to him, she is in the keva. The chromosomes don't determine. Okay, so this is the Mechaber Shita. Let's turn the page and get to Bala Ben Kedaka Ben Shalai Kedaka. Okay, we're defining Bia. So Haba Aleha, someone who comes on an Erva, Ben Kedaka, which is the normal way, Ben Shalai Kedaka, which he said is Derech Achirayim. So Kivan Sheheraba, we'll have to at some point get to that too. Heraba means, we're going to have here Machlekes Bishmul and Taz, how much of a penetration is called heraba? The hainu shehichnis me'atara. What does that mean? Hichnis me'atara. Hichnis ha'atara. Chayev aleha misa oikaris. Vein tzricha lirais ke mechal b'shefeferes. Witnesses don't have to see it like one sees a stick into a tomb. Elam shiru ha'edim oisam devukin zebezeh kederach ha'menoafim ne'erogim alzeh. In that case, the woman, if she does it willingly, becomes asa to her husband. And in the case of a penuya, she becomes asura to a kayin. Less than 9 years old. Eina chayevis misa, it's not called the bira. Nirali or din eina neseres abayla. Because of Rab, ala torim harbe dinim. Why did the Rambam, why did the Torah write these halachas? Emesa chayevis misa eloi. The Torah doesn't write tilchus ala mashicha. Why is he writing why yechayev misa? He says, nafkaminim is manazeh, be'eze bia isha neseres abayla. So Rambam is telling us that if it's a bia that's an einish for maisa arayais, then Yechayev Misa, or it's a lot of Yechayev Malkis, then she becomes a Surah Baila. And if not, Vayim Bibifnim, if you look in the Torah, you'll see more examples. Isha Pchusim Bibashala, it's the same thing we all know. A girl under 3 years old, Ein Biya Sabiya, Chapchusim Mishol Shonim, Ein Biya Sabiya, Ubusuleha Chayzrin, and Abisulim come back, I fill in this Abra, what's the next word? Hishlim? Nisabru Hashanim, I'm sorry. Afil Nisabru Hashanim, even if it became an Ibiyar, a famous thing, Bisulah Chayzim. So it's a famous thing that if she turned three and then finds out there are two Adar, so she's not three, so that also Kel Goymer Alliance says, because Shbaruch Hu follows the Psak of the Bezdin, and Bisul will come back if they turn it into an Ibiyar. So this is the this halacha. Now the idea of the whole simon is again obviously to Rachman al-San, a woman becoming usher to a husband or to a kayin, and at least in the experience I had, the shaila has come up with women that Rahman Hassan were molested as children, and if they're molested, the halacha of a woman marrying a kayin, of being a zayna, is only if the znus happened to someone she's not allowed to marry. A woman, even willingly, is mizana with another Jew who's not related to her. She doesn't become a asura to a kayin. A single woman. Sometimes they become Bali Tshuva and they wonder if they can marry a Kayin. So it depends. It depends with whom they were Mizana. If they were Mizana with a guy, they're a Zayna, they become Asa to a Kayin. Mizana with a Yid that's Mutta to them, then they're not Asa to a Kayin, that's not a Din Zayna. Because of B.S. Penuya doesn't make a person a Zayna. That's the clear halacha. Now, unfortunately and tragically, there are cases where family members molested someone, and the question is whether that asks us to a kayin. So it depends exactly what took place. And very, very difficult. The halacha is that she's believed, because Pesha also, Pesha Hitter. She's the one that's saying that it happened. And if she says it happened, then she's believed, whatever her perception of what took place. She's believed. So the question is, derech evarim, she doesn't become aser. It has to reach the level of a maisa bia, kedak or shlai kedak. It has to reach the level of a maisa bia in order to be aser. And it's a very difficult parsha to establish. You know, it's not something that's very often discussed exactly. It's just not so pleasant to discuss when it's not lamaisa. When it's lamaisa, you have to discuss. So this is the issue. Yeah.
I don't have to go back When you talk about Gregus and the Gregus Fasilatic Nekeva, does she have a period or not?
Nobody has a period with that one. If you give a hormone, she'll get, and she has a uterus, then she'll have a period. Without a uterus, nobody has a period. And with if she has a uterus, and they give her the female hormone, I think it normally develops. You have to ask the doctors, but that's just me. In the case there, in Yusuf Ram, he mentions that she'll get a period. She's able to give birth. That means she has a period. So what? Milk. Well, if she has milk, that means she gave birth. Once she gives birth, that determines. So if for some reason the woman can't have milk, that's not going to. Well, I guess it won't change it. Okay. Now there is an important shuvas night of Yehuda. Now Yehuda throughout Eben Ezer is sort of an ikker in the Akronim. You need a person that all the shavas in the Golos came to him. So that all these unusual shilas should come, and in Rabbi Yehuda, especially in Eben Ezer, you could see the Gedalei Olam, their tshuvas are I guess the least equally or more so Eben Ezer tshuvas or Chasam Mishpat tshuvas, and a typical shilas tshuvas, it's mostly Arachayim. You know, the Arachayim shilas you always get asked. And Eben Ezer, you know, if something comes, you go to the Gedalei Adar to determine. So the Nevi Yehuda has a tshuva, which is quoted widely in the area of this discussion. So I'm going to read to you the Shaila, and this is Nevi Yehuda Tinyana Tshuva Chav Gimel. In Tshuva Yud, he has a similar Shaila, and for whatever reason it's not printed in order, but in Tshuva Yud he sort of gives an abbreviated version of what he said in Tshuva Chav Gimel. But he's going to deal primarily with the Machlokes Taz and Beis Shmuel that we're going to learn in a couple of minutes. I want to read to you the Shaila, and the Shaila is kamat, very similar to some of the molestation Shailas that come up. So I'm going to read to you from the language of the Nagid of Yehuda. He's writing to a Rav. The Rav himself sent him the Shaila with Chidushim, and the Nagid of Yehuda responds to it. So I'm going to read to you from the Nida Yehuda. Hinini matik shayrish hashayla bekitzer. I'm briefly going to repeat to you. I guess he wants to repeat the shayla to him to make sure that he's not missing anything. Shnayim nizdamnu lepundik echad. Two people came to a inn. Now today you get your own room in an inn. Once upon a time it didn't work that way. There were lines of beds, and you came to an inn. You rented the bed. Famous story at the Beis Halevi, he rented a place on the floor. You know, like beds were one price and a spot on the floor was another price. So it's nice with the Beis Halevi where the fellow rented him a place on the floor. So then a Rebbe came in. So he said, oh, he couldn't afford, but he gave him a bed anyway. In the morning, Beis Halevi didn't dress the rabbinic part. The Rebbe says the Beis Halevi. So he told him, how could you let Beis HaLevi sleep on the floor? He said, well, you know, he just walked in like a Pashto Yid, so I gave him on the floor. So he went over and he asked Mechila from the Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi said, you don't have to ask me Mechila. He asked, here's my clothing Mechila. Because the only difference is the clothing. So, be that as it may, this is the Pundik. Now here, I guess they had economy and first class. Because the way it worked, shtayim nizam lepundik, echad tzadik ve'echad rasha. Two people came. One was a good person, one was not a good person. It was more than two people. But belayla be'esha yukula yishenim. They were all sleeping. U'becheder ahu haya ish v'isha. There was a couple. Hu isha haisa sheches al mitasa im vilaynais. So she got a bed with curtains around it, I guess, to give her some privacy. So she got the business class. She got to sleep in a bed that had a canopy. Sabav Amita. Va'ish, and her husband, Hayeshechev al-Safsal, Samach la-Amita. And the man was sleeping on a bench next to the bed. Chutz la-Vilayin, he was not in the canopy bed. Seh ha-Rosha ha-Oireach, kom ba-Laila mimitasai. It was very dark. So he got up from his bed, v'halach b'chashecha lemita el ha'isha hanal lishkei v'etzla. He climbed in to bed with this woman. U'pisai mischila isha litzayk. And suddenly, everyone in the room is sleeping, she starts screaming, oiva oivei, the kelmar. U'legoydel hatza'aka nis'ayrir ha'ireach ha'sheni. So who woke up first? A guest, unrelated guest. Vayar vihine zehar rasha yaitse min amita shala isha hanal. Vayisha tzeyekes oiva oive. Hiskal ha'ireach litzayk abalabayis avia isha. So who was there with her husband and with her father? So he's called quickly to the father of the woman. Balabayis amishtai. So the father came with his wife. L'techa cheder. V'isha tzayekes b'kal mar. And she's screaming. Hachwali mita umatsu oisa b'charada g'dayla. Mami, she was terrified. Emas maves. V'yayim ravio isha v'ima. Malacha kichadart. What frightened you? Did he want to attack you and you realized? Hishiva Isha. Now what she said is very important. She said, Oive kvar timei oisi. Said, Oive, he was metamami, kasvura shahu baila. I thought it's the husband. Rakach kachikira, after a moment or two, I don't know, she realized. Vishil kulam bepchi marmaid. This is the shad. The only part of this that makes you laugh is at this point it says, Ben kach nirer gam bal ha'isha. Like everybody woke up already. And you know, after all this, the screaming and everything. So Ben kach nirer gam bal ha'isha. Now the husband wakes up. You know, after everybody else. But v'hikiz shama karash u'v'chi. So he went aside with his wife. He went to talk to her privately. The kirav basa. It sounds like derech evarim. I promise you already said kvar time oisi. And now she's saying that that there was no achnasa saver, rak ma'aser hidudim v'kiruv basa.
One of the guests must have been an attorney.
What?
One of the guests must have been an attorney.
Well, we suspect that the husband. Yeah. So this is a very difficult shiloh. Then it says shuv l'machrasa ilakulis achoshet harasha hanal. They grabbed this rasha l'beis harav v'schilu liyasrei b'kama hakoyis and started beating him up. V'hoide b'zeh haloshim. He said the following. Emesh shekvar basi olehat. Umira ka'ever b'yitzar zera. Rachman al-Slan. Rak she'eni edeh mihichnas ha'ever. He says, I don't know if I penetrated. I feel a lamata miyatara. Ki kirev aleha b'ever mechumam. He came to her with a taiva. Mechumam ma'ay. Tekev sheshachav aleha. V'kirev ha'eva yatzu ha'zera. As soon as he touched her body, the zera came out. He doesn't know if he penetrated. So this is a shaila that the Neid of Yehuda was asked, and I guess you get a headache from the tragedy of the shaila and from how do you sit down and figure out exactly what took place. This is the question. What the Neid of Yehuda does in this tshuva is go through Baruch Bitrach Tana, a definition of bia. What exactly has to take place for it to be Hachnosas HaTorah? It's fascinating. After the Shaila, the Tshuva starts that Ein Safik Sheisha Zumuteres Labayla. I imagine when the family got the Tshuva, they read the first line. They said, okay, put it away. We can just stop right here, you know. Like, but thankful to us, he explains exactly what his Shita is. So the Beishvon Taz we're going to get to shortly. The main Nakuda of the Neid of Yehuda, that's Negeya, sadly, Lamaisa, is the following. He says, a woman's body, by Semakim, has two parts to it. He says what he calls a Sadak Neidibuk Hayerechayim. What he says is, there are two thighs, and when they come together, the shape of the thigh is such that it creates a sadak, it creates a crack in the body. And inside is the nekev of the isha where the besulim are found. The main akud of his tshuva is that bia shalai kedarik bia is only penetrating in the nekev itself. As long as the aver is outside the nekev itself, is on the part of the body, which is it's a taiva also, but it's sort of the fold of the body, that's not called a maisa bia. That's called also derech evarim. Unless it penetrates the nekev.
Does the Bible speak about what's called nishuk? It's not called aor. Aor is called.
So he talks about nishuk, which I'm just not going to be able to get to. There's a Gemara of Yechon and Shmuel argue about what nishuk haver means. So we'll get to that next week. But the main akudi he has is this. And what he says about whether the woman is nemenis to backtrack, that's a separate shayla. He says two things. First, he says, if you get a confession by beating someone up, in halacha, it doesn't have a din of a confession. You're beating him up until he says something. So he'll say, I didn't touch her. You're going to keep on beating her up. You know, he'll say, I only dechibah nishuk. You're going to keep on beating her up. So he said, it's not, now what he's supposed to do, I don't know. That he says that. But then, the main arichus of his tshuva is to show this idea that without penetrating the neck of itself, it's nothing. He brings a raya. It says Mishkevei Isha. I told you before, Bia Kedarka is in the front, Bia Shlai Kedarka is in the back. It's the same thing that every man knows, that there's in the back there's a hole where the ray comes out, and then there's the fold of the body which is above it. He says Mishkevei Isha, just like by the man, it means the Nekev. And nobody's going to say that the fold of the body, that's called, maybe nobody will say, some will say, but he says that's certainly not Bia. The same thing by a woman, where you have the deep kirei chayim, it's not a bia. Second raya he has, or maybe a stronger raya, the Gemara declares if it's possible to do hara, to do a mitzas nechasa saver without breaking the besulim. Gemara has a question: if it's shayach hara without breaking the besulim. He says, if it's called a bia before the nekev, on the fold of the body, then of course it's shayach, the basulim are in the nekev. What's the Gemara declaring is a shayach hara without breaking basulim. Of course it's shayach. So he says it's a raya that it's not called a bia unless it penetrates the nekev itself. He says, what this person said is he had such a chimum haguf that as soon as the eva touched her, the zera came out. So the eva touches first the outer part of the body, particularly if she's not so cooperative. Then it touches the outside first. And based on that, he says, even with the edus of what he said, she's muteris. So from this, we take this yisoid. In cases of molestation where a woman resists, it's very hard. It's very, very difficult. First of all, it's difficult even to talk to somebody about it. Usually you have the therapist talk. The therapist has to be a firm person to be believed that he's not leading her on to be mad to her to the kohen that she may want to marry. But we have Lamaisa, this guideline of the Tshuva Snai de Yehuda, and that's the main part of the Tshuva. It's a bit of an arichus because he wants to establish firmly this rule. Then has to penetrate the nekev, and that's that. Now we're still left with the machlekes by Shmuel and Taz, which I need to speak out. So we'll get to that. So we have one more week, right? Next week is still Aseres Mitzvah. We'll learn the week after. We'll see. We'll figure out. It'll be right for Sukkot. Maybe we'll do the Sukkot. But what? It's Tinyana. And the long tshuva, the longer tshuva is tshuva chav gimel. It reads pretty easily. The shorter tshuva is tshuva yud, but don't rely on yud without chav gimel. What? It's on Gedalia, so we start a few minutes early. Amy, nobody has to get a coffee. Okay. Okay. Beres Hashem. Maybe we should have a good kibbutz shiur. Thanks for joining me on Sundays. I appreciate it, especially this part of learning, which. So typical to have the opportunity to